Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Understand that you need to be aware of everything that you're putting in your body. So therefore, if you choose to put it in your body, you're choosing to put it in your body, and you know what it's doing to you, and you also know how to handle it.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Human, a Revolt Network podcast. Human to Human is a space to reimagine self-love, deepen interpersonal relationships, and peel back the layers of the human experience, one conversation at a time. I'm your host, Stacey Ike, and this episode's special guest is iridologist, detox therapist, and my dear cousin, Cindy Davis. Now, Cindy and I have had many conversations that have deeply changed how I experience health in my own life, so I'm really excited for you guys to have a front row seat to her wisdom. Cindy and I get human to human about her journey with food, the misconceptions of dieting, the difference between real healthy habits versus healthy habits that are marketed to us, and healthier choices that we can start incorporating in our day-to-day lives sooner rather than later. Oh, and we also address the parasites in our bodies. So if you're not familiar with that, get ready to take notes. Before each episode, I like to share a song to add to your playlist, a book to check out, and a reflection question inspired by the episode. So let's get into it. This episode's song of the week is Everything is Everything by Lauryn Hill. This week's book is Becoming Supernatural by Joe Dispenza, a book that Cindy recommended to me that I absolutely love. And while you're listening, reflect on this question. Whether it's physically, mentally, or spiritually, is there one thing I can detox now for the betterment of my soul later? Now, let's get human to human with Cindy Davis.
Welcome to the show, Miss Cindy Davis.
Hey.
What's up?
What's up?
Thanks so much for being on the show. This has been a really long time coming because you and I have had so many conversations in the past 2 years, specifically about health, specifically about wellness, especially as it became even more popular with the pandemic. But you took me through journeys that I never thought I would go. And I am so grateful for that.
Let's talk about it. It was crazy, huh?
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot. I'm going to be honest, everyone. You know, when, so mind you, let's re-highlight that she's a detox therapist. So mind you, when she starts bringing up to me different ways to take care of my body, you know, I was very resistant at first, mostly because it, in the beginning, it felt like I had to make so many changes all at once, right? That's also how I interpret things because I can be very like, what? There's something better? Change my mind. I'm out of here, right? Okay. And so when you kind of tell, you know, show me that it's more of a journey, I was a lot more receptive. And that's where I wanted you to really share with my audience. Cause I'm like, people need to know that it's not a one, you know, it's not a one size fits all. It's not a one time. It's a constant journey it is a relationship with your body. So I'm excited to jump into our Honest Gem segment. We usually do our Honest Gem segment later in the end, but I was like, I want to start Cindy off.
I'm a Gemini?
Ooh, that was good. That was good. I didn't think about that. That was good. Clever. So I'm going to say yes, but really just because I wanted the gems that you and your wisdom and how you interpret food to be pretty immediate, right? And so one of my first questions is, what is something that people don't really tell us about detoxing?
Okay. So when we talk about detoxing the body, there are multiple systems in the body. You have the digestive system, right? You have the endocrine system. You have the lymphatic system. All these systems need to be purified, right? When you have to get your kidneys clean, you have to get your liver clean, you definitely have to get your gut clean. Your gut is the first brain that your body developed. That's where your instincts live too, right? and the gut instincts. So you definitely want to keep that environment clean. And when you go through a proper detox, it's not a one, it's not, there's no miracle pill. Okay. It's not a one-stop shop, 3 days, you know, for years and years of sodas and candy and, you know, junk food and all of that. Like it definitely, there's no shortcut, right? You just have to do the work. Mm-hmm. At least a month. You need 30 days, some people 21, to start really seeing real results and to start really cleaning your body out properly, especially if you're over the age of 20.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So most people don't know that.
Yeah, and that's why you're going to get into it. So I'm going to circle back to some of the, you know, that 21 day and that 31 day, you know, time span of what people should expect in that space. But I wanted to follow up with what's something they really don't tell us about sugar.
Oh my God. Well, fruit has natural sugar that the body needs, right? That gives us energy. Fruit. That's not bad sugar. Well, if we're talking about genetically modified fruit now, that sugars are being added to it, that's a problem, right? But fruit in its natural state, that's another conversation, but fruit in its natural state, that's the kind of sugar, that's the kind of energy that your body actually needs. It's natural. But when we talk about manufactured white sugar, right, that is highly dangerous for your body. It's very, very difficult for your body to process. You have to remember that anything that is not natural, it's going to be difficult for the body to process in general because we're not transformers. There's no metal no pipes. You know what I mean? Like this is soft tissue that's going on in our body.
Right. So when people think they're getting brown sugar and it's healthier or they're getting organic sugar, is that really the truth?
Most of that is dyed, right? It is what it is. I know sometimes we really want things to be what we want them to be in our heads, in our mind. You know, it's a soft cushion to land on. But the truth is, I like to be very honest with myself, and I like to see things as is. That way I can make clear decisions for my own life, right? And so that definitely includes knowing that just because it's colored brown, a little chunkier, doesn't mean
it's really the sarcasm in the voice, but I'm kidding. It's not that you're just saying, you know, realness.
Well, you know, this is how I talk to you normally,
right? I love it.
It's how I talk to myself, too. So, you know, I really feel connected. I really do believe that we're all connected. So, I'm just being honest and just talking to you how I speak to myself, tell myself the truth. You know, that's not it, Cindy. That ain't brown. Let's look into it. Where did this come from? You know, what is this? You know, and all these other types of sugars that are being manufactured and packaged. None of that stuff is good for your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what's something that we all think that we know about, but we really don't, especially when it comes to things that are marketed to us the most, the products that are marketed to us the most? You can go any way with it.
Cheese. Mm-hmm. No, wait, hold on. Don't kill me. Cheese is the most addictive. Cheese and sugar, these two things are so addictive, they're the most addictive products on the planet. And being addicted to these things are such a danger to your livelihood and to your longevity. What is cheese? It's like glue for the body, you know? It's just, and it's advertised in such a sexy way, you know? It's like gooey and And then one day, I just said, but ain't that what glue do? You know, glue does the same thing. Mm-hmm. How does the body process cheese properly? How does it not stick to the intestinal walls and create mucoid plaque, right? Especially when you're eating this all the time, regularly. Different mm-hmm. types of cheese, pizzas, and cheese that are not even real, right? Some that aren't even going through a real natural process. I just think we also have to be aware that different blood types matter, right? The race does matter, mm-hmm. right? Your DNA does matter. All diets are not for everyone. And being that we're raised and, you know, living in America, we love that oneness so much. We love being together. We love saying we are all Americans. And I love that too. But we also have to remember that, for instance, I am of African descent. So there are certain foods that are just not in my lineage. Mm-hmm. And if I just start introducing that into my DNA all willy-nilly, you know, and all of a sudden, if I get random diseases, I should not be surprised, right? I mean, truly, you shouldn't. And saying that it's hereditary is a really big, big, big problem. Mm-hmm. No, what's hereditary is the diet. You're eating the same thing your parents ate. The foods that were introduced to you as a child, you're now continuing to eat those things, and now you're feeding it to your children, right? It doesn't mean that you can't have the possibility of getting a particular disease or illness, right? But that cell...
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Will not be activated if you don't activate it. Mm. Right? You have to activate it by diet, what you put into your body. It's just this one right here. This is it. Your mouth. Everything goes in here. Who is putting it in there? You, your hands. Your hand is doing that, right? So you're the one putting the food into that one place that food goes through that is causing any and every issue in your body, period. So you can look for these shortcuts and, you know, things to do to just get you out of it quickly, but you have to come to the truth. You have to have a real conversation with yourself, a real look in the mirror. You know, I've been doing this. Let me even find out what I've been putting in my body. You know, love yourself enough to do the research. Go in your cabinet. Look at the back. What are these ingredients? What do they do to my body? Right? What are the consequences of eating them? Now, it does not mean that you're meant to live this perfect life, but what it does mean is that you're now in control of your own life. You know what you're putting in your body, and then you can choose. It's not controlling you. It's not running your life, right? You can choose to say, well, I'm gonna eat this bread that got gluten in it, but tomorrow I'm also going to do a detox, right? I'm also going to do an enema at home. I'm also going to get it out, you know, assist my body to digest what I just put into it, right? So it really is all about balance and not trying to be the extreme of one end, because that'll drive you crazy.
Right.
It really will.
Oh, wow. There's just some
purpose.
Right, which is the piece of purpose. There's so many different ways we can go there. So I'm going to come back to the hereditary as well, but I first want to get into your journey. So where did your experience with relearning food even start? Because the passion you're experiencing, or you're even talking with us about, the clarity, I'm sure that wasn't easy because you were also raised in America. Right? I talked about that. So where did that all begin for you?
So I was in Nigeria. I went to Nigeria and spent 9 years there. And I went when I was 27. I was a grown ass woman already. And went out there and had the experience of my life, you know, touching root, touching soil, living amongst that opened doorways in my mind, in my heart, soul, in my pathway that showed me a different perspective, a wider perspective of life, and of who I am and of my purpose. And going through that spiritual journey, you can't omit diet. You can't omit your deity. Your diet is your deity, right? You cannot ignore the cells in your body while you're learning about yourself, while you're growing and learning about where we're at here on this planet, what Earth is about, what life living is about, what the soul journey is about. And so during that process, I began to experiment, right, with cutting out many things from my diet. I didn't eat meat for 4 years. There was a time I wasn't even eating any salt. That was cray cray. Cause we, you know, I found out of course about better salts to eat, the pink Himalayan salt and sea salt. And so I automatically stopped eating the worst of things. That's the first step. And then I stopped eating meat and just started looking for alternatives. It was very stressful. You know, that's just the truth about it. Because you're relearning. You have to unlearn and relearn. What is this? What is that? What's good for me? What's not good for me? And so going through that process, I at a point lost I was like a stick. I lost a whole bunch of weight and my family was concerned and everybody was worried. And then I, you know, as I learned about homeostasis, the body getting to a point where you just kind of stay in a certain range. You don't gain too much weight. You don't lose too much weight either. I was trying to achieve that. I was on the process of achieving that. Then during that journey, I learned about parasites, right? That was omitted at first from a lot of these health conversations. Parasites are not being talked about. Yeah, so I found out that, you know, all of us, you've ever eaten meat or even just eaten out in general, parasites live in our bodies. And there's no such thing as a good one. Or there's no, we need bacteria. But no, we do not need parasites in our body. They control our thoughts. They control our feelings, emotions. They cause depression. They're conscious beings in the body. And I realized and learned that this conversation of parasites have been had for thousands and thousands of years through many scripts, you know, around the world. And when I started understanding that perspective, clearly, seeing it from a different perspective, a clear perspective that was like, oh, some of the ones in our bodies, they do make us do these things. They do control our cravings, right? Why? Because that's what they do. They control their host. That's their nature. Doesn't make them evil, right? We're not going to do all that or label it. It's just acting in its nature. When I realized that, oh, this is just a thing that I put in my body, whether I knew it or not, and I got to get it out. And I don't want anything controlling me. I want to be more in control of my reality. So that was a shockwave for me. I kind of lost it a little bit in a sense where I was like, you know, just constantly researching, constantly studying, constantly trying to understand, you know, the psychology of parasites. Mm-hmm. And went through that process and learned, sat at the feet of many elders in Nigeria, and received a lot of wisdom, knowledge, plants, herbs, roots, what they do. I on my own was making sure that I didn't want to get very sick in Nigeria, you know, get malaria, things like that. So I learned preventative ways, natural ways to make sure I didn't get sick. And so through that discovery, I became a herbalist and more into that, into the world of nature and connecting with nature. Got back out here and got my certification and studied more and began to help my family and friends. I'm getting results. It got bigger. You know, mom would call me, you guys, it's a gift. Don't hide it. Yeah, I'm scared with people.
Right.
Because I was just like, you know, we're good, you know what I'm saying? Right. And just looking for the secret to longevity it has to be personal first, right? If it's not for you, I really don't want it. You know, if you don't love yourself enough to apply these things to your own life, then it's all good. You know, I don't really want that. And so it matters to me first. Right, to make sure that I experienced this life thoroughly, the way it was designed for me to experience, right, to the best of my ability. Mm-hmm. And that deals with a lot of self-love. And from that self-love comes question, right. Curiosity, right? Begin to wonder, what is this thing we breathe?
Yeah.
You know, what is this thing we eat?
Yeah.
What is this thing we drink? How does it affect me? And so going through that process of asking myself these questions, I went through my own cleansing process spiritually, mentally, emotionally, all of it. And physically, I did a 2-month detox. Honey, it all came out, you know, and I was blown away, you know, not just at the parasites that I saw, but the ones that I saw from other clients, and friends, and family. It was just mind-blowing that these things live in our bodies, chilling, building, you know, cities, mm-hmm. you know. And then what's worse is the kids, the eggs, they love to sit up at the top of the small intestine, the duodenum, around that area, so they can get the food first. They get first dibs of the food that you eat, you know. And then how much of the food do you eat even gets digested when you have all that mucoid plaque sticking on your intestinal walls from years and years of eating meat, cheese, sugar, you know, a lot of decayed food or dead food. Yeah. The whole idea is you need to eat a lot of living food. You need to make sure you get those vital nutrients in your body. You have to give yourself a fighting chance. It does not mean live a boring life, right? It doesn't mean, you know, be so hard on yourself, because the irony of that is if you decide to live that way, what about cortisol that's now being produced?
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Boosting your brain out of stress and worry. You know, that state of flight or fight that you're now keeping yourself in, that's going right back into your bloodstream. And that's still pain and hurt and damage for yourself. Like, that's not the point. That's not what you want. So you're avoiding producing cortisol in your brain. You want to produce more of serotonin and dopamine and the things that we need to operate in a happy way on this planet. So even stressing out about what to eat and living this perfect vegan life, that's going to produce cortisol as well. And that just puts back more bad chemicals into your blood that you don't need, right? So
let's talk about that because in 2019, when you introduced me to, you know, a lot of your enlightenment, a lot of the new ways that you saw food, I was, you know, shook, and it came from somebody I trusted. And so I made a change. And by 2020, I found myself vegan, right? And that was not a plan I had, wasn't something I was thinking about. But funny enough, I was, you know, I was talking to you, and then I went to lunch. So I remember, because it was March 2020. And I remember, you know, the documentaries and the different books. And all of a sudden, I was like, I got to see if I can do this. So I went vegan for a while. And I, you know, we can talk about where I am now, but I went vegan for a while, probably. And a year into that journey, I lost a lot of weight, just as you were saying, for your journey, lost a lot of weight, was kind of figuring out the food thing. I did get so much more excited about cooking, something I hadn't done before. So that was really fun. But in the middle, I remember you started, you know, kind of tapping me and saying like, hey, introduce meat back in your diet. And I was shook. I'm like, what is she talking about? Right. And so, I remember one time my dad called you and was like, hey, I need you to start telling your cousin, like, you two are this vegan thing. Y'all need to stop this. Like, she's getting too skinny. What's going on? And you had said, actually, uncle, I eat meat now, or I eat chicken. You specifically brought about chicken. You're like, I eat chicken now. He didn't know. You didn't know I was in the room.
No, I did.
You did?
I heard your voice there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I freaked out once I heard that. I was like, what? She eats meats again? Because I definitely think that how, you know, trying to find what the best or the next right thing was for my journey, it felt like, oh my God, okay, let me wrap myself around this veganism, because it felt like an extreme that was about my health and body, and I needed to take that risk, like figure it out, right?
Right.
And so as I, when you said that, you know, we've talked about it and talked through what that meant for both of us, but can you, can we, you know, both elaborate on why you ended up, you know, getting on a different version of the spectrum versus, okay, I'm an extreme vegan. Okay. I did 4 years of this, you know, you now started fluctuating, you started adding it back into your diet. What happened there? What made you change your mind? We can talk about mostly how we experienced that together.
Yeah.
I freaked out. I was like, what? You are not vegan anymore. I'm so upset. I was upset, you know, because I was on my new path too. So we had a lot of beautiful conversations, but I'd love to know, you know, what made you start introducing meat back into your diet and where that, you know, where that took you.
Right. I wasn't vegan. I was plant-based.
Okay.
So
okay.
Yes. Plant-based is where you eat 70 or 80% more plant than other, you know, other things, from legumes to bread, beans, all that kind of stuff, and meat. Mm-hmm.
In the 4 years that you didn't eat meat, you weren't vegan, you were plant-based.
I was plant-based, yes.
Okay, but, okay, cool.
Yes. Because veganism is very dangerous in many ways, because health is not really being pushed. There are a lot of, you're not eating a lot of processed foods. That's not natural, right? So switching from processed meat to non-processed, other processed foods isn't exactly what we're trying to do here, right? We want to help ourselves. So basically, I got into an accident, and in that accident, my car flipped on the highway 3 times. And the funny thing is, while it was flipping, I was so aware. 100% conscious, and I was like, you know, just flipping. So I'm like, okay, what am I supposed to learn? It's like I'm just, I'm in there, like, and then around the last one, I was like, all right, guys, I got it, you know. Trying to figure out, you know, what this was about, really. And then, you know, came out perfectly fine. No, not a scratch on me. The cops, everybody was a shock.
Amen.
And I said, wow, I would have been the healthiest dead person, you know, just being, it's a joke. Just coming from the idea that I put so much stress and energy on what I was eating, to the point that I noticed it was, my attitude wasn't exactly always where I would like it to be. I'm driving on the highway, I see food, restaurants left and right, and I'm just like, oh, you know, I'm like, it's frustrating being out of the house, you know, because you feel like you can't eat anything out there, you know? Even if it's something fried, what kind of oil do they use? Is it grapeseed oil that they're using? Like, it can really segregate you from life, from living in many ways. And so I thought about myself. I thought about who I was and who I wanted to be and how I wanted to continue to live my life. So after that situation, I believe in spirituality and energy. And so I've worked with that. And I spoke to some elders that I know and some like guru and people that I trust and confide in. And we discussed it, you know, about balance in life. And there are situations, for instance, that life would put you in certain cultures. You're invited somewhere and you're invited, for instance, we're Africans. There's a lot of kings and queens, and you're invited into someone's palace. And you're presented with food and they're presenting this food to you because you are an honored guest. And maybe you're trying to build long-term legacies with these people. But because of an ego that says, oh, no, I got to stand firm to, you know, this thing, and it's not going to kill you, right? If you were to go ahead and be with these people and show love with these people and connect with these people and the benefits that that'll bring to your life, compared to just, you know, holding on to this ideology and being so hardcore about it to the point that it creates separation between you and your loved ones and the rest of the world in not the most beautiful way, right? And so going through that whole process, I found myself in situations during Thanksgiving. You know, I noticed how I would make people feel the previous year. And I just was like, you know what, I'm not going to do that this year. And that's where my meat journey basically restarted. Chicken. It does not mean that now I put any meat in my body. No, I do stick to what I feel is lighter for me, what my blood type can take, right? And I do stick to regular detoxes. That is not an enema. That's a lifestyle. So I assist my body in clearing out those things. And I still work with nature. I don't eat a whole bunch, right? Still eat a whole lot of fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. I have my tea every morning, my herbal tea. I have a rhythm, system. So you create a system for your life. And the certain times that I would eat that kind of food, it's going to happen during this time, right? During the day. And my body gives my body enough time to digest it. Have my smoothies every morning. That's what carries me. And these are nutrient dense smoothies, right? Mm-hmm. So I live a lifestyle that allows my body to do what it needs to do to keep me going and to still give me longevity without the stress, without all of that. So that moment is what triggered this expanded way of trying to see life and see my process. And I brought that to you. I was like, you know, with baby steps, because, you know, y'all, Stacey went gung-ho. Okay, gung-ho.
Can we talk about it though? Like,
yes. And then I was like, I was talking to her about the parasites. I was like, okay, listen, you do have to do a cleanse. You can't just go vegan, because when you do that, you're ignoring the parasites in your body that's been eating all that other food already. And especially if you ate sushi, honey. If you ate raw.
What's up, everyone? It's Boss Britt.
And it's DJ Excel.
If you're a fan of the queer culture and lifestyle, then be sure to check out and subscribe to the No Homo Show.
We're a show that shares true stories that are uncut, funny, relatable, and of course, gay from a lesbian's perspective.
That's right. Brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network.
Raw fish. You eat raw fish. You have parasites guaranteed. Like, everyone has a period, but if you have eaten that, don't do that to yourself. Just know that them eggs and that them parasites, they exist. That's where they exist, and that it's in your body. And so I was like, you can't just stop. You know, nowadays things start going around your body looking for those same nutrients, going to your organs, which causes liver damage and kidney damage 10 to 15 years down the line, right? And a lot of vegans, you know, that becomes a real, real problem that's not being talked about, because the whole parasite conversation completely ignored, mm-hmm. completely omitted from the whole entire conversation. So I was heavy on that, like, face. You gotta clean them out, gotta get rid of them. But you know, when you're really busy, that's a challenge too.
Yeah. It was such a process trying to balance, like, what it really takes to do a detox, as well as changing my diet all at the same time. Mm-hmm. So many, you know, losing weight was an interesting thing. You know, not having the same ass you had all of a sudden. You know, I'm like, what's going on? I just wanted to be healthier, not to be healthier. What's the point? You know, and then really hearing you and trying to find that balance. And, you know, thank you so much for sharing that story about your accident. And I'm so grateful that you are here. And that story definitely enlightened me and alleviated me. And it took me some time, because I remember when you shared it the first time, I was like, wait, so do I just change my diet again just because you did? Like, I you know, I was also going through the journey of, I really enjoyed following your wisdom and learning. And then you also kind of reminded me that this is an experiment with my own body, right? That you can only give so much. And then I now take that next step. And so earlier I mentioned that I would tell you guys where I'm at. I was vegan for a really long time. I did recently add salmon and shrimp back in my diet. Still now I'm in experiment phase of that. You know, how am I feeling? Is the ass coming back? You know, all those things, you know, is my, you know, where am I able to detox more regularly? How can I have a schedule with those things? And I look forward to continuing to experiment on this food space, but I just really appreciate that you mentioned that, because I think a lot of people, going back to what you said about the 21 day to the 30 day, I'd love for you to talk through some of the parts of detoxing that we can either gradually add. Now, I personally suggest everybody check out the Wellness Guide Center, but she might not take on 500,000 clients in one day. So are there some things that people can add to their grocery list? Maybe three things that you think like we should have to implement the better protein, you know, to supplement sugars, to have a heartier smoothie, things like that, that can really be a part of us taking that next step.
So I would say we want to add, I believe that every household should have their own probiotic farm, right? There's been an industry of probiotics with the kombucha movement and all of that. A lot of people produce it with a lot of sugar. I don't know what that's about, but I suggest you make your own at home. It's easy. You can Google the directions. I do provide that information as part of my package, but you need to, that's fresh and real bacteria, right, that you have in your home, in your fridge, and you just take a swig, you take a shot, you know, every day, especially if you're doing your detox, and every other day, every few times a week, just as a regular upkeep. What that does is constantly introduce new bacteria into your body, good bacteria, right? So you got these new soldiers in there fighting for you, keeping your digestive good, system good. And look online on how to make it yourself and have it, because the problem with these, ooh, don't get mad at me,
go ahead,
but the problem with these dried powders that are called probiotics, probiotic pills that are dried up, the bacteria in them are dried up. They're not alive. They're not living. No life, right? So what do you put in your body? So you have to activate them. And so you have to create an environment for them, which is the farm, and then put that in there, and you will see bacteria come to life because you have fed them. And then that's the kind of probiotic that you need to be taking. Another thing I would recommend, I mean, we've been hearing this our whole life, right? Fruit. Mm-hmm. We talk about H2O3, not just H2O2, that H2O3 is what thoroughly hydrates the body, right? And that comes from high hanging fruit, coconut water, oranges, apples, right? Get a juicer or get a blender. Blend it, drain it, drink it, right? You want to get as much phytonutrients into your system. And that's where phytonutrients come from, fruit and veggies, right? That's water and sunlight combined. So we're eating water and sunlight combined. Isn't it amazing, right? And it forms this physical thing. We can eat it called fruit. So you want to get a lot of that in your system. I know these aren't typical things with the probiotic farm, but these are my serious recommendations. So lots of juicing, lots of fresh food, lots of probiotics, and beans. Beans are really, 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 really important. Beans are superfood. And brown beans, black-eyed peas are cool, but you really want to stick with the brown one, right? Black beans, brown beans. Make it however you want to make it, right? Boil it. In our culture, we have moi moi, right? They blend it with some onion, some tomato, a little bit of garlic and ginger, you know? And then you can put it in a glass jar, boil it in there. It comes out as delicious, like bean pie, you know? However you want to make it. But eat plenty of beans. Beans can elongate your life tremendously. I'm not gonna put a number out there, but it's a big number. It can give you it can give you a lot of life. So I would recommend making beans when you're a good friend. All that, you know, the more you eat, the more you fart. They trick us. Eat your beans, okay? So what? You fart, like, eat it. So, you know, so we need more beans. Get your probiotics in your system. Get your. Or if you do find a company that makes good kombucha, you know, raw kombucha. If you do, great, right? I know there's some people out there that don't believe in fermented foods, but in my culture, we have something called ogiri, which is fermented seed, fermented pumpkin seed. Mm-hmm. And we add that as a spice to our soup. And it's there because it gives us fresh bacteria. It's a little bit of bacteria in our body that our bodies constantly need, right? And in our culture, for many, many years, my grandfather died at 110, my father's father. So, and for many years in our culture, we lived for a long time, and our diets have a lot to do with that. So it's not that they don't even eat meat, right? So, it's just they eat lean meat, more like goat meat, less cow, a lot of dried fish, right? So I suggest that you get into looking into your own life, get into loving yourself a little bit more, and incorporating some very core important things that can help you elongate your life.
Yeah, and how would you say people should make kombucha at home, things that they should have included in that?
Okay, so the simple recipe is you can get some purple cabbage. Make sure it's not the dyed purple cabbage.
That's a whole other thing.
That's a whole other thing.
No, I have to tell y'all, one time my cousin sent me a video of her having cabbage in water and the dye was everywhere. That was kale you sent me, but I was like, what? So we do have to keep that in mind. Continue, please.
Yeah, so real purple cabbage, and just slice them up in a big jar, throw it in there. You can get a lemon with the skin on, cut it in half or just four pieces, you know, put two of them in there for the whole thing, depending on how big your jar is. You can get some pineapple skin, take some of that, you know, cut it in half or one third or one fourth, throw it in there, get some fresh ginger with the skin on, wash it, cut it into some chunks, throw it up in there as well, get some honey, two tablespoons of honey, put it in there. You want to use distilled water. Okay, and you don't want to ever drink distilled water by itself. Distilled water pulls nutrients into itself. It has a beautiful purpose, but you don't drink it raw. You can use it for your smoothies. You can use it for like this, and for things you're trying to combine that you want.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
To be accelerated in that sense, right? So you can put some distilled water in there and mix it all up, right? And then you take your probiotic. I would go with 50 billion count probiotic, open up a capsule or two, depending on the size of your jar, and put that in there, right? And then shake it up, mix it up, close it, but not too tight. You want there to be slight, a little bit of space. And every morning, you sit it on your counter. Every morning, just shake it up a little bit, not too much, just so you don't want it to mold around the top of the jar where the cap is. So you always want to shake it up a little bit so that there's activity. And by your third, fourth day, you should have fermented your fermented farm, your probiotic farm. And you take a shot every morning. At that point, you can put it in your fridge. It'll last for a very long time. Always remember to shake it up, you know, and you should be shaking it up because you're drinking it. So yeah, drink it, take a shot every morning. It'll be nice to take a shot before you brush your teeth. First thing you put in your stomach, you want to include the bacteria in your mouth as well, because that's also really good for your stomach. And then move on with your day. But yeah, that's a great way to keep really good, healthy gut.
Mm. So when our doctors say, this runs in the family, what comes to mind to you? Because you kind of already mentioned earlier about the hereditary diet. And if you're eating the same thing your parent ate and they're eating the same thing their parent ate, that's how things are actually running. And that we all have control of what we're putting in our mouths. But when we hear that, how do we start changing our perspective of hearing what our doctor says versus hearing what our body says?
Well, Plato says that any man that is not their own doctor is a fool. Mm. Okay, so yes, doctors are we love them and we're very grateful for them. But I believe they only take a semester of nutrition and all their years of study. So it's great to understand medicine, what medicine does, but you as an individual, you need to know your body and you need to study for yourself and never put your life in the hands of anybody else, period.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not that hard. All you have to do is just care a little bit, you know, just a little. So I don't believe in the hereditary thing. I know that because it is DNA to DNA, that you can have the ability, right? The possibility, right? But it has to be triggered. It has to be triggered. Mm-hmm. And it can only be triggered by the food. So in general, I always think that it's complete BS. I see it as, no, you're eating the same diet that you've been eating. That's why you're having the same problem that your parents have.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't have to be, it's none of your business if you don't eat the same food that they're eating, right? If you change your diet and eat better, I mean, the kind of cheese that we eat in our culture and what that does in the mm-hmm. body, look it up yourself. Just really study it. The chemical in cheese that makes it the most addictive food on the planet. Why is it so addictive? And if it's that addictive, who is in control, right? And who is requiring it in your body? Because your organs, your kidney sure as hell don't want no cheese. Your liver has no interest in that. Your heart, your intestines, all these processes that want to digest and keep you alive, they're there to work. They want to work. They don't want anything slowing them down. They don't want anything making it hard to do their job. They're not the ones requiring those things to run. So what and who is? Parasites? Right? The chemicals that are put into these foods, they're there on purpose, right? They're there to make you desire them. So that you keep eating them. And if you keep eating them and they're hurting your organs and your body, so where do you keep going to get help?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And if you go to that place to get help and ain't nobody talking to you about what to do to avoid that problem,
you'll be back,
revolving door. Right? So, I mean, it's an entire system set up. I just think that you can get advice from medical practitioners, but look at all types of medical practitioners, right? They're naturopathic practitioners such as myself. There are allopathic practitioners, right? I mean, even though that's more of the medical world, but there's different types of people that have different opinions. Look around, you know, there's Chinese medicine, right? Don't just stick to one area from what you remember and how you've been programmed to live life and not explore, especially when it comes to your health. So yeah, you have to be your own doctor. You know, you have to do your own research. This is the age of information. There really is zero excuses, none, no excuse, right? Research, look into it.
And when we're researching, what should we be looking for to differentiate between what's good for my body and what's good for somebody else? You brought a blood type, you brought a race, mm-hmm. and I thought that was so important. So what are some things we should
Look into your race, right? Diet that's good for your blood type. if you don't know your blood type, look into diet that's good for your type of race, right? And then also understand that if you haven't been raised in a village in China, right? Or if you're not raised, you know, maybe in a village in Ghana and you're raised in America, you might want to consider not just attaching yourself to trends and foods that just come around and they're just a thing and it's cool. And, you know, like you have to really consider who you're, you know, where you're coming from and what you've been eating since you were young too. And look into that history and say, what has been good for me and what is not? What usually builds mucus in my nose and in my system when I eat this? Well, how do I react? A lot of people say they're allergic and they're not. Saying you're allergic is a really healthy response from your body. It's saying, hey, no, don't put this in here. I don't like this. That's what an allergic reaction is saying to you, right? So what you're supposed to do is say, what did I just do? What did I just eat? Right? When you have mucus in your nose, we call it sinus, right? When you have it here, we call it bronchitis, right? So it's, and when we have it in our knees, we call it arthritis. The problem is that mucus is being overproduced in the body to protect the organ. So whenever you put something that the body considers to be a foreign object into it, it reacts. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, shoot. Get some mucus, you know, it's just everybody's running crazy and they're protecting the organs, trying to make sure you're good. But that mucus can't really be digested, right? So it got to come out. So you end up, you know, having runny nose or your stocked up nose or you're spitting a lot or, you know, one situation or another. But the point is you just have to stop eating something that's not good for you. Mm-hmm. Right? You have to change your diet. So, and experimenting to see what that is. So I would say, look at your blood. Look at your race, right? Then go through your own personal history. Like, try to, if you can write it down, just think about the things you eat. Think about the things you were raised eating, right? Mm-hmm. And think about the things that are actually good for you. We want to eat a lot of alkaline foods. Alkaline foods are good for everybody, right? So that's a good place to start incorporating those things into your diet. And then especially saying, what are the worst things to not eat? Like there's a whole clear list of things to not ever eat. You know, I don't do dairy. I will not do dairy for any reason. Okay. It will age you. It'll age you so fast you wouldn't even know what hit you. So I'm not interested in dairy. So I suggest that there's some things that you just completely divorce yourself from that are just not good for your body in general. Yeah.
Right. Wow. I'm so grateful to you and your impact and your constant impact to so many people, because again, the health journey, as we've talked about so many times, health is wealth. It's the real, real, real wealth, right? So these tips, these different ways of looking at things, these ways of making sure that we don't allow the programming that we've experienced to take over. And that's why I specifically asked you, what are the things we think we know that we really don't know? Because when things are spent a lot of money marketing to us, that means you got a lot of money to make sure that people think a different way.
Yeah. And so celebrities started promoting veganism. I was like, hold on. Right. You know, like the moment it's a thing and, you know, vegan McDonald's and vegan, like, whoa, come on now.
I went through that too, you know, where I was like, okay, well, how can I replace this with this and trying to replace everything? And you're like, oh, this is still, and it was a really interesting journey when you're like, okay, do I get the Impossible Burger, the Beyond Burger? Do I just get the chicken burger? Do I get nothing? I mean, what are we really doing here? So it was a very interesting, you know, I'm sure you have something to say there.
Yeah, I was about to talk about the soy and estrogen, you know, like, I know these ingredients that are in these things, it's like, are they good for the body, right? You're trying to create, okay, if you're trying to make a vegan burger, why don't you just blend a bunch of plants together, right? What are all these other ingredients, right? And I really need to understand why red number 40 is necessary. These dyes, we need to stop needing for things to even be so colorful, right? We as a people need to start accepting that something can be good for us and we'll take it because it's good for us. You don't need to put sugar in it. It doesn't have to taste like candy for you to do something that's good for you, you know? And that's that's one of the things that disturbs, you know, people like me that are trying to help others. We're like, listen, y'all, it's good for you. It's going to change your life. It's going to make you better. You can live longer, you know? But if you're looking for things to always, you know, flash and be neon green and a lot of sugar, then, I mean, we can also, as consumers, look for better and do better for ourselves in general, which would in turn also change the market. Because if no one is buying that stuff, then
they'll start to, something different. Yeah. Before we wrap, I just want to hear your perspective on detoxing regarding, you know, somebody's listening and they're like, okay, I want to step into that journey. I do need to do it more. How often would you suggest somebody detox their body? If they're newer to it, what would you suggest? And if they're a little, you know, more seasoned in that space, if you have new perspectives there, but I'd love to know, you know, because we talked about the 21 day or 30 day. So we know that a 3-day detox is not, it's probably not it. Probably didn't do much, right? So if we're really talking through the 30 day, the 60 day, the 21 day, what would you suggest that process is?
So a lot of people that are more nervous, and maybe if you have a lot of issues, tumors, and so on, then you might want to start with 21 days, right? And see how you feel. I went with 60 days because I had spent so many years not cleaning myself properly. So I just, and when I reached the end of 30 days, I kept seeing more stuff that needed to come out. So kept it going. A lot of times you have to listen to your own body. I can't give 100% direct advice because that does come from personal consultation.
Right.
But I would definitely say that you want to start with what works for you, right? Start with 21. If you can keep going, then, you know, keep going. But I just think that anything less than that is, it takes your body, it, for cells to turn over your body, it takes days and weeks, right? So to create a new set of blood in your body, you need to create a consistency long enough for that to happen, right?
So this is also talking about, sorry to interrupt, but this is also water, no sugar. This is certain, like, you're cutting things out of your diet, you're adding things in, or are you just cutting? Is both happening at the same time? Or
yeah, both is happening. Even when you stop eating meat during a detox, you do it gradually. You don't do it abruptly, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe you take it down to 4 times a week. The next week, 2 times a week. The next week, maybe once, mm-hmm. and then none, right? But you cannot put the same things in your body that feed the problem while you're doing the detox. You have to cut out, yes, the sugar, right? You have to cut out the meat. You have to. It's okay. You can go a month, right? you have to cut out the sodas. You have to cut out, you know, processed stuff. You just have to stick to a very healthy alkaline diet for that time, because you're trying to achieve a goal of cleaning out your system. So during that time, yes, you're omitting negative foods that your body, that it's just more work for your body.
Right.
You want to make it easier on your digestive system. You don't want to pour more gunk in there that doesn't process easily while it's trying to clean it, while you're trying to help it clean itself out. And let me say this too, please guys, there is no quick fix. Right, all these teas that's it for a week and you've detoxed. I mean, maybe you've cleaned out your lymphatic system. You know, you could have helped your kidneys a bit, right? But you have got to clean your gut, and there really is no shortcut to cleaning your gut. You enemas, colonics. You can get the right one, not the one with the salt in it. Right. You don't want to put salt right up your, nope, don't want to do that. Salt water. So if you can find ones that allow you to, that use natural recipes, great. But outside of that, you just have to do the enema. If you want to clean a pipe out, you can pour Drano all you want, but to really clean it out, you got to take it out, right? And you got to clean it. You got to wash the gunk out. And so that's what enemas allow you to do. That's what colonics allow you to do. Clean your system properly, your pipes properly. So yeah, start with 21 days. See how you feel. Got to change your diet during that time. And it will change your life. It's a great reset. It gives you more time. It gives you a whole lot more time.
Cindy Davis, everyone. Thank you so much for joining, for being on the show. Where can everybody check you out, follow you, go ahead and be part of your program? Guys, if you have the resources, you can, the time, the energy, but also you have an incredible guide in front of you. And I would love for people to check you out. So where can they hook up with you?
Okay, so I have a website, which is www.wellnessguidecenter.com. wellnessguidecenter.com. I'm on Instagram, Wellness Guide Centers with an S. And everything is there. You can check out my products in the shop. You can consult with me. But I will definitely keep it real with you.
So, yes, you will.
You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, it's really important that I'm healthy and I'm here and alive to be able to continue to speak. Everything else is just sharing. Sharing it with you. If you want to receive, you know, I have something to share. If not, I love you anyway, you know. Keep it going. As long as you have the mindset, at the end of the day, it's all about the mind. There are cases of schizophrenic people that once they change, turn over into another person, the tumor that they had as a previous person is gone. Right? And it's amazing. It baffles doctors, but that's the power of the mind. So at the end of the day, if you have a mind powerful enough to heal yourself, right, to believe for yourself that you are healed, that you are healthy, right? But you have to be honest with yourself. It doesn't work if you really know you're not doing something good for yourself and you feel guilty. Things don't work like that, right? But if you do have that power, or you can work your way to a place of staying in a healthy state of being, then focus on that as well. There's no one way to anything. So I suggest that you explore for yourself what's good for you, but understand that the foundation is health as well. Understand that you need to be aware of everything that you're putting in your body. So therefore, if you choose to put it in your body, you're choosing to put it in your body, and you know what it's doing to you, and you also know how to handle it, right? So you're in control of life, and then you live, and then be merry and be happy, man. Live life, you know, laugh.
Right.
Enjoy. Don't be stressed out and, you know, all day making sure you eat perfect.
Right.
Just be balanced. Be smart.
Yeah. Be balanced. Yeah. I love that. We're always trying to seek and, you know, really experience what balance means. And I think you gave us an amazing, amazing, well-rounded perspective on that. So thank you.
Thank you.
Love you.
You're welcome. I love you too, girl.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being on the show. And thank you guys so much for listening and being a part of this episode of Human to Human. Make sure you check out the Wellness Guide Center. Check out Cindy Davis. And remember, food is the best medicine.
That's right. Thank you for having me, Stace. I love you to death. And Human to Human is going so far. It's going places. Hey. Places. High, high, high places.
And I'm going to see you there when we get there. I'm going to see you when we get there.
Love y'all. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Human to Human podcast and this episode with Cindy Davis. Imagine being related to her. Oh, and just so y'all know, when I'm not in podcast season, I make beans once a week now. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, leave a review, and while you're at it, share this with someone you love or just someone you like, as long as you share it. Stay connected between episodes and follow us on Instagram at Human to Human with Stacey Ike. I'm your host, Stacey Ike, and remember, curiosity is the pathway to consciousness, so let's take the next step together. This episode was produced by executive producer Stacey Ike and associate producers Henrietta Bayemi and Emma Jackson, audio engineer Brian Schaefer, theme music Pieces by After the Fall, music released by Chill Out Records, post-production audio by Revolt, and special thanks to our guests, supporters, and the entire team at Human to Human Productions.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.